The Water Values Podcast, Session 84.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my son Joey said, I'm Dave McGimsey and thanks for joining me. Today we've got a fantastic show for you. Christine Boyle, president of Valor Water, joins us to discuss helping utilities harness their data to improve their operations, or as she calls it, unleashing the power of their data. Our conversation is a little over 36 minutes long, so I'll dispense with the takeaways at the end of the show and wish you happy listening because Christine brought her A-game for this interview. You're really going to enjoy it. So with that said, let's get on with it. Open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, Christine, thanks so much for coming on to the Water Values Podcast. Really appreciate your time today. To start off, could you tell us a little about your background and how you got interested in water?
Sure. Hi, Dave. Great to be here. I started learning about water as a young person in my 20s, kind of traveling around and thinking about how I could make a greatest impact on the greatest number of people in the world, and saw that water was the kind of the thread that tied us all together. And at that point, decided to pursue my graduate work in water resource management and water resource economics, and moved forward at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, which is one of the premier water universities in the United States of America, studying water resource planning, water resource engineering, economics, and really getting all the tools in the toolkit that I would need in order to create a career. And I didn't know exactly what my path was going to look like professionally then, but I knew that I wanted to make an impact related to water, and so started pursuing the tools in the toolkit that I would need to make that happen.
Terrific. Now, before we kind of get into what you're doing now, you said that the University of North Carolina was one of the premier schools for water resource economics and, mm-hmm. and probably water resources in general. What makes it such a premier institution? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, I would say at the University of North Carolina, they attack how to solve water from numerous angles. My advisor was in the School of Public Health and really came at it from how to protect human populations from both water scarcity and also poor water quality, both globally and in the United States. Where I ended up spending many years of my life as a researcher was at the Environmental Finance Center, which attacked the question of how to solve water from the angle of how do you pay for water? How do you pay to have local governments and communities have the investment and capital that they need in order to provide clean water? The School of Urban Planning has a number of highly notable water professors. So, it's a bunch of different academic and student groups trying to tackle the problem of water from numerous angles. There's also the Water Center there that is led by Jamie Bartram that's doing great work worldwide. So I think there's no silver bullet here. There's no one solution, but chipping at the problem from a number of different angles is it makes sense. And that's what they're doing at the University of North Carolina.
Sure. And I've had the pleasure of speaking with Jeff Hughes on a couple of occasions, and he's actually been a guest on the podcast, and I really find his work absolutely fascinating in terms of the creative rate design.